Okay. Abba Yisrael, some interesting halachas. Tonight, I want to look at Siman Nun Gimel. We want to learn Tzivav, Zayin Ches, Tes, Yud, hopefully, as well. Let's see if we get all that. And then see if Yud Aleph is interesting as well. Let's see if we can, how much we can cover tonight. So, Tzivav is Ein Memanin, Elo Mishin is Manle, Mo halachas on the Shliach Tzibu. Ein Memanin, Elo Mishin is Manle, Zukonim, Ibn Kvoy, Dat Tzibu. A chazan has to be somebody who's got a beard. Who's got a beard? Because that's respectful for the community. But if it's not on a regular basis, if it's an irregular basis, if he's shown, if he's got physical maturity, if he's over bar mitzvah and he's hevish deisares. He could really daven for the Omer if it's irregular. But vachle is manim pnei atzibu, unless, as long as it's not appointed by the community, or, what's also not right, if the chaz himself, he's lazy, and he's appointing somebody on his behalf, you're going to be my assistant. Whether it's regular or irregular, the point being, you cannot have a youngster to take just over bar mitzvah to be either regular or to be formally appointed. So either regular is a problem, a regular tefillah, if it takes every Shabbos Musa, for instance, you can't have a young bar mitzvah boy doing it. Similarly also, you cannot have him doing something on a formal. If it's not regular, formal, it's also a problem. When we talk about beard, it doesn't have to be physical, a beard. It has to be just showing the age that a beard grows. Now, I want to point out something in this concept over here, which I feel people don't know. And that is, what's the reason? Why do you need somebody who is a... What's wrong with a bar mitzvah boy? What's wrong with it? 14-year-old boy, what's wrong with it? 15, what's wrong with it? We're saying that, no, you can only have somebody who's nispal is zukonoi ibn ekvoi
dat sebo. Everything we said yesterday, he doesn't have experience of life. He hasn't gone through emotional...
Very good. Very good.
Life,
so true.
Ups and downs.
Very
he
good.
Hasn't
Very good. I agree with you, and this is really all hidden in the word of Kovid Atzibo. The point is that it's not Kovid Atzibo to designate and appoint somebody who is very, very young. Nothing wrong with being young. We've all been there. But it's not Kovid Atzibo. Kovid Atzibo, it's much more respect for the community if somebody's slightly older and more mature, is that the word? More senior takes the Amud. And this is contrary, I know this is contrary, that there is in some... There is sometimes the tendency to give all the bar mitzvah boys, and it's nice because on the one hand there's a balance to that. We've got to strike a balance. No, you want to encourage the new generations and the youngsters to take the omud and give them. If they don't start when they're 13, 14, they're not going to do it when they're 20, 25. That's the rule of thumb. You either take it when you're young or you don't. It's very hard to start taking the omud later on. On the one hand, we want to encourage the new generation. We want to give them that. Opportunities of, but on the other hand, it's lacking cover that sibur. In some shuls they will always give. There's some in Hogim shuls they always give a mitzvah boys mincha on Shabbos. Some shuls have got a minig that I don't know if you've seen that. The mincha on Shabbos is always given to bar mitzvah boys. So I don't know if that's in line with what we're learning now. Is it a problem of cover that sibur boys or not?
Every week can be different boys.
Yeah. So maybe it's not a problem. I hear that. Yeah. So maybe it's not a problem. Yeah, I know. I just want to point out, it is a problematic. It is really, we have got a balance there. In some shuls, some of them not very far, I have a minute to give the, I want to bring this in the, I want to mention this here as well. Do you know the minute of lighting the menorah in shul? Some places they like to give it to youngsters. There is Shubbos. There's shuvas, nosen geshnet the rats, and it brings it's a kovod atzibur if it's not a youngster. It's kovod atzibur, not a youngster. What was your expression? What, how did you say that? What's particularly respected if it's older? What how did you say?
Troubles and tribulation.
No. What was that? Trouble, the emotional, what was that? The maturity, or what, you expressed it very nicely before.
That, he's being fed on the silver spoon all his life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's
you
right.
To
exactly. So you talk, we've got to give them a bit of opportunities, but it's not kovod atzibur if it's somebody who's extremely young. It's just not. Yeah, okay. Now, Rabbi Yosef Siv Zayin teaches us the following. Im ein shom ish yodei al yoshatz, what if there's no chazan at all? What if there's nobody capable of being a shliach tzibur? Ki im ben yud gimel v'yomechol, there's only one bar mitzvah boy is able to take the yomot. Motav shehu shatz mishivatloi milishmoy k'dush v'kadosh. Obviously, if there's no alternative, you're in a shul where there's just nine people, nine men who are complete ignorant amratzim, who don't know what's, they don't understand a word what they're saying, but there are nine men plus one 13-year-old. That he's the only one that can read and be a chazan. So obviously, what we're going to do is, you're going to give it to him rather than bring vatel tefillah b'tzibur. Yeah.
What about, you know, I know sometimes a couple has a tough time finding someone who's actually willing
to take the omelet. Yeah.
So if he's going around asking and everyone's like,
yeah.
So is that considered there isn't anyone else?
Yeah, I suppose.
Even though technically anyone could.
Yeah, I suppose that fits in that category. Very nice comparison. I think that probably fit in that category. By the way, I want to just say something because you're mentioning that. I'm not a gabber and I wouldn't manage to be a gabber for more than, it's very hard. But there is a proper misconception. We're going to actually learn that later. That if that on a person should be hesitant to go to be a shliach tzibur, a person should be hesitant. Or should be really asked three times. The commissioner tells us you should be asked three times to take the omelet. The person should be hesitant, but that's not if the chazan is searching and is begging for people to. That itself is not covered at tzibur. If the chazan is begging, please, do you mind to take the omelet? Please, do you mind to? He's begging on his hands and knees. That is not covered at tzibur. So on the one hand, a person should be humble. That's where it comes from. A person should be humble, but that's not taking that far. That the gabba nebuch is desperate to get people to take the omelet. Yeah, okay. We are here talking about even during the week. Yeah, so if it's irregular, but akoi, it's fine. Yeah, and Mr. Berlin pointed out that if it's a different boy, maybe it's better. Because it's not, we're not appointing him, this bar mitzvah boy, being constantly. So maybe it's better if it's different boys. But in principle, yes, you are right. There is a lack of cover that's simple. Yes, you are right. Yes, it's true. Yeah. There is a discussion of Shem Zaman asked, what do you think about this? About yeshiva. Yeshiva, where everybody is 15, where everybody is 16, where everybody is 18. Is there a problem of appointing a shliach tzibur somebody's that age group?
No.
Why not? So that's maybe a chiddush, not mentioned the earlier poskim. Shem Zaman spells it out. And he said, because he was a shiva, of course, in Kol HaTorah. So he said, no, in yeshiva this doesn't apply.
But still,
he said that if the minion generally, that's the way he presents it. He said the minion generally is a minion of, it's yeshiva minion, then that issue wouldn't apply.
Maybe it's over on the few. To God, he's not called.
That's a chiddush. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so halachically speaking, there's no preference. There's no. Oh, you mean to give it to an older person? The preference to give it to an older person? He says that kovad tzibur doesn't apply. No, it doesn't. No, no. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman. There could be others disagreeing. I mean, it makes sense what he says, but it's Reb Shlomo Zalman who actually spells it out. Mentioned something. I mentioned it earlier. Misha Einu Baal Zokin. You don't have to physically have a beard. What if somebody doesn't have physically a beard? Kol Shenikah B'Shegiyah Lechlal Shoneh. But obviously you can see that he's reached the age. Sheroy Lismal Zekona. That his beard grows. Maybe he shaves it or whatever. So that's obviously fine. There's no halacha that a person must have physically a beard. Nisman is gonna carry on bay. So Hilkach Ben Chov Shana generally can assume somebody's 20 years old. Avol Pesha Elo Zoken. My man knows somebody's 20 plus. You can for sure appoint somebody as a chazan. So there's no halacha that a person should have a full grown beard to be a chazan. See if Tess. Pardon? Ah, the Ramah. Sorry. V'chein imoyal oizokein afilu me'at kirinam be'lizman izkonoi. So if somebody's got a little bit of a beard, but if he's not, but a little bit of a beard, even if he's imum ben yudches velemalo, that's also fine. If a person has just a little bit of a beard, but he's 18 years old, that's also fine. That wouldn't be a problem at all. Yeah. Sif test. Sris. Esres is a person who shows simonim, female and male simonim. Yesh oim shemut alem anoisai, imu ben Esrim. Esres is allowed to be a chazan if he's 20 years old, because at the end of the day, he's got simonim of Zachris. Seif Yud, yesh lilmoid zchus. There is way of being melamed zchus. Does this apply to us? Let's see. Al mekoyim shenoyagim shaktanim yoidim lifnei ateva. There is room for leniency. That's not really what he's saying. He says there is room to be. How are we going to say limud zchus? There is room to.
The benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, limud zchus. You could explain. You could justify perhaps. Those places, shenoyagin, this place of a custom, shaktanim yoyedim lifnei ateva, that young children, these are children, these are ktanim, take the omut, leispal tfilas arvish, daven marif. So you have a 10-year-old boy, a 12-year-old boy, pre-bar mitzvah, to daven, to be the chazan for marif. So far we haven't gone yet, no? Don't think we've done that yet, yeah. No. Yeah, this was arvish, b'motze shabbos, is not motze shabbos. So he says there's a room to, for leniency. He says there is such a minik, and those people who have that minik, you can be melamed zchus.
They also do some minyanim who pre-promise for Kriyas HaTorah.
So because Kriyas HaTorah, yeah. So let's see where the Maariv comes from. Where does that come from? The Mishnah Berurah Kotan Lamed explains why. Why Maariv? He says, yeah, even less than that. Tziv Kotan Lamed. Tfilas Arvit Lefisha Ein Moitzin Es Rabim Dei Chavoson. Remember, there is no Shmoyne Esther Der Moitziu. You know, there's no Shmoyne Esther Der Moitziu. She'enu Machzirin Es Tfilah. Rak She'oyim Bochur VeKadosh. All they do is Bochur VeKadosh. Fine. So ideally, a Godel should do it, but yeah, but a Kotan can do it. V'hoi Tamim Achayim, and all the reasons as well. I'm Bes Yosef. The Kotan's a Nitchak. Like the Kaim HaMinik, but it's a Mishnah Berurah, make sure to point out, this is only to justify a custom. But certainly, avoid it. Avoid it if you can. It's a justification of a weak Minik. Don't do it if you can avoid it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkol HaMedalat Motzei Shabbos, V'uradin Arvis L'Choyl. Same will apply also on a Tuesday and a Thursday. And the minik shenagu boisim mekoyim, but the minik that was in those specific places was hoy motzei Shabbos, doesn't motzei Shabbos. I don't know why. Guess why on motzei Shabbos? Why was the minik in motzei Shabbos? I wonder. Don't know why. Why would you do motzei Shabbos? Maybe they didn't come back. Maybe it was only the youngsters. Maybe they wanted to keep the youngsters awake from Maariv, I don't know. But it was for sure a minik which existed, and he said it's not a great minik, but yes, if the children have the custom of davening Maariv for the omut, leave it to them. Says the Ramavi, in places who don't have that minik, don't allow a child to take the omut. I feel a bit less arvis. Even for Maariv generally, I feel a gilechal yud gimel shana, even if he's 13 years old, but he's not physically mature, b'yom haShab, even if it's on Shabbos, makes no difference. Ein nisbal arvis shel Shabbos, te'adayin ein lo yud gimel shana. So if he's not bar mitzvah yet, he shouldn't be taking the omut. There is a discussion which I want to point out. About the bar mitzvah. If so, generally a 13-year-old can take the omut. Do we need to wait for longer than that, ensuring that it's physically mature? So generally, the post can say you don't have to because it's the Rabbanon. We can be soimach on the Rabbanon. We can be soimach on the bar mitzvah age to be fine. What about the bar mitzvah boys? There's a minik. I think that minik still exists to this day. Can a bar mitzvah boy daven Maariv on what?
On the Yom.
For the Yom. The bar mitzvah boy himself. The bar mitzvah boy. Bar mitzvah. On his bar mitzvah. They often daven Maariv.
Is there any difference? You mean because it needs many days?
Yeah. Because he's not really reached the.
Why not?
Yeah. So the Meister, you're right. So the argument would be that perhaps he hasn't got the full 13 plus one day. But the Meister, the way it normally works is that we do, if he's put on tefillin already on that day, so he's got the 13 plus one day, and therefore he could be taking, he can daven yomot. Is it lack of kavod atzibur? No. It's okay. I think that for once off a bar mitzvah boy to take yomot, I think it's generally a fine minute.
The boy knows in himself, but he doesn't actually
say that. Yeah, no, that's an interesting shahada because he's got an emonos. Yeah.
Should he refrain from
I don't know. It's an interesting shayla. I don't know. My nephew asked once this shayla. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. So that's in terms of the halachas of age. But I do feel like sometimes stressing this halacha of kovod atzibum. Sif yud alef aboy salat asis sif yud alef. And please, we're reaching this tonight. Shatz shemaich betfilosoi. Is it okay for shliach tzibu to maich betfilosoi, to have an extended davening? Extended, long. What we call generally? Schlep. otherwise known as? Oh, I see. I didn't think of that. I thought the word chazones, but I hear what you're saying. He's got an agenda here. He's got a very nice voice, and he wants to make sure that everybody knows about his sweet voice. Oh, if he's doing it, if his chazan has got his beautiful voice, and he wants to, you know, everybody make sure that he knows about his beautiful voice. If he's shesamach beliboy, if he's thankful in his heart, al shinois neidu al Hashem isborach, b'neima, if he's genuinely thankful to Hashem about his beautiful voice, and he wants to praise and thank Hashem, all right, b'neima with his nice voice, tovo alav bracha, that's great, that's good. Vu, sheispal b'kovid rosh, provided he davens with a fully concentrated and what's called heavy head, like a full seriousness and serenity and seriousness. Ve'oymed be'yema, and he's davening with fear, trepidation of Yiro. But avolim mechavan le'ashmir koiloi. But if his agenda is to show off his voice, v'someach be'koiloi, and he's particularly excited about his voice. Check out my voice. Harizim aguna, that's bad. So it depends on your intention to a large extent. If Kutur Chazonim, one is out with an agenda to show off his voice. The other one is generally thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, and he wants to be mezake others with that as well. That's okay, that's great. Depends on the person's agenda. What do you think about that? If you've got two people, it sounds the same. One with this agenda and with that agenda, and it makes a very big difference. He may or may not. Oh, very good. It says, finish the Shulchan Aruch. And we come back and have the rest. But if he's Meirech Bet Filosoi, if he does it very, very long, Loi Toiv, oh, he says, it's not a good thing to do. That's Toich Hatzebo. If everybody's already like checking the watch, and everybody's like already like up to on Spilkes, as we say, and everybody's like already like running out, and not, he's doing something wrong then. You know, if you're destroying people's Kavona, people's enjoyment, then it's something seriously wrong. Depends on that. So there's two things. Bring is that if a person's got not the right intention, it's for sure he's out. He's disqualified. If somebody's got the right intention, he's doing it genuinely to praise Hashem, even then, he's going to be in touch with the Kehillah. He can't schlep out. He has to ensure not to cause Toich Hatzibu. Even if the intentions are right. So that is a skill, a chazan, that's a very great skill. A good chazan is in touch with the tzibu. And he knows when he's crossing the... what do you tell about that? No, I think that's... No, he's going to be... No,
isn't everyone different in the tzibu?
Yeah, I know, but it's... Yeah.
You didn't mind your shadows, I'm very bothered.
I suppose, I'm not a chazan, I don't know, but I suppose there's always some sort of common speed that generally, I don't know. What do you think? It's a good horror.
What about slichas?
Same applies to slichas.
Yeah, Because you get normally people go specially.
Oh, I see. So there, yeah.
The midnight.
Yeah, so I suppose anybody who shows up to that to the midnight chazonas, so they can shlepat because people know that's yeah. what it's there for. There's a mishnah berurah in Sifkot Lamed Hey, which is a very interesting mishnah berurah. Lamed Hey Meguna Isra b'sef chsedim b'shar. He was brought to be killed by the Romans. He asked, why am I getting killed? So he answered him, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol answered him, Sumeach Hoisa Doirish Berabim V'sumeach Lipcho V'nenesam Medivei Toira Omalei Achi Nichamtani. Very scary. Sefer Chassidim mentioned quotes via discussion between Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, and he was being brought to be killed by the Romans. He said, "Why am I deserving this?" And he said, "Did you ever enjoy doing something in public? Did you ever enjoy it when you did something like Chazonos or you were Dashen Berabim? Did you enjoy it yourself? Did you benefit yourself?" He said, "Yeah, I enjoyed it tremendously." She said, "Well, perhaps because of that." She said, Nechamtani. Yeah, so that's in context of a chazan. If you're doing it for your own sake, if you really genuinely do it for your own sake, that's he's not allowed to.
Take him out and slaughter him.
The Mishnah Berurah points out in some Sifkot Lamed Vav, what happens if somebody has got a broken voice? The broken voice. It's not. He was a very very good chazan, but then over the years he went a bit weak over the years. So if he's not popular amongst the tzibur anymore, then he should be told to leave. The chazan has to be representing the tzibur, and it's to be popular amongst the tzibur. The voice has to be right. Yeah, but I think that it remains a very good question. I mean, how do you gauge the speed of the tzibur? It's a good question. I suppose that's the main one of the very important skills of a good chazan. Well, Rabbi said summarize what we learned this evening. Yeah,
like being a musician, you listen to the other musicians around you, and if you're a salesperson. You're listening as well. You're working.
Teamwork.
Yeah,
you could have been a millionaire for a few days to get the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that will not take an omud if they're guests somewhere, and let's say they've got good voice, and they are guests somewhere, then people say, why don't you you're here for Shabbos, why don't you take Friday night? No, a lot of people, they won't. They say, I don't know the speed, I don't know what the Olim likes, I don't know. I think that's a very wise step. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned this evening, we spoke about the Kovod HaTzibur aspect of a young person being a lack of Kovod HaTzibur when davening. However, if there's nobody else who can do it, there's no alternative, sure, it should take Yomud. We spoke about the beard not being a physical prerequisite to have a beard, he's talking about the age. We spoke about that Sris over 20 can take Yomud. We spoke about this peculiar minig in some places to have a cotton taking yomud. It says that if it's for Mario Motzei Shabbos, and that's the established minig in that particular place, by all means you can continue with Yevet, but don't try that, don't start that minig in a place that doesn't have that minig. We spoke about a chazan, if it's schlepping out, so the halacha is as follows: if he does it to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank Hashem, that's okay. If he does it just to show off his voice, that's bad. Even if it is for the right purpose and intention, he's going to make sure not to be cause a tichel tzibura. These are the halachos we discussed this evening, and more on that tomorrow evening, Be'ez Hashem.